You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey everybody, it's Physical Friday today, and we're going to talk about how to improve your push-up or sit-up numbers. A lot of people have a fitness test that they may be striving for, or maybe you're just like so many other people and you have a New Year's resolution. You want to be able to do more push-ups. You want to be able to do more sit-ups. Or you could be someone getting ready to go into the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines. You have a fitness test. Maybe you're a first responder and you have a fitness test coming up and you want to be able to not only pass that test, but do really well on the standards. For me, there were two events, GORUCK Selection and SEAL Fit Kokoro, which had standards, physical standards that were published. When we got there, we had to do those standards. We had to actually perform and pass the physical standards test. That required that I actually do a little work on these because I was not able to just drop and do the number of push-ups or sit-ups that they were requiring. So sometimes when you have to do something like that, you actually have to train towards a certain test, or you know, maybe your goal is to be able to do 100 push-ups or 70 push-ups or whatever it is. This is a plan that a lot of people have used before. This isn't like anything that I came up with on my own that is revolutionary or extraordinary. Many people have used this program and many other programs very similar to this to achieve their push-up or sit-up numbers in order to satisfy a personal goal or to get to be able to do the physical standards test required by an event or an organization or whatever. So this was a pretty simple one and it works. This is why I like it. It works. And I don't want you to get too confused on it. I'm going to try to explain it as simply as possible. So the way that this works, this would be a 6-week program and you start out by doing a physical standards test on your own. So first of all, whatever you're training for, you should know what the standards are and train to those standards. So if you have to actually touch your chest to the ground, that is a standard. If you're in so many places, you can put your fist on the ground and the person's chest has to touch the fist. So your chest needs to come that far from the ground. Sometimes it is measured by if your arms are at a right angle or if your elbows are above your shoulders. That is considered the standard. Standards can vary. So make sure that whatever standard or whatever test you are planning on taking, that you understand what the standards are. You videotape yourself and make sure that you're meeting those standards or exceeding those standards. So therefore, your training is really good training and it will actually get you to where you're going. But once you determine what the standards are and you get comfortable with your ability to work within those standards and meet those standards, this is how you can increase your push-ups. This is how I did it. I did this for both Kokoro and for Selection and my numbers went up really, really high. And if you don't get them up at 6 weeks as high as you want, you start this program over and you can continue the program for as long as you want. So the test is how many push-ups and sit-ups, or push-ups first and then sit-ups, you can do in a 2-minute time frame. So you need a clock It can be your phone. It can be whatever. It helps if it makes a noise. You need a clock. So you set the clock for 2 minutes and you do as many push-ups as you can possibly do in those 2 minutes to the standard that you have that is required for whatever you're doing. So let's just say for easy math, you were able to do 50 push-ups. And then you would have a separate test where in 2 minutes you did as many sit-ups as possible in 2 minutes. And you got a standard there. Let's say it was 50 again for just easy math. And again, for the sit-ups have a standard just like push-ups do. And each organization has a slightly different standard. So make sure that you understand the standards for the movement. The Army sit-up and the Navy sit-up are two different things. Make sure you understand what the standard is and then train to that standard. Okay. So let's just say you got 50 on both of them. Okay. So you're going to set up your 6 week program with that number is the basis for the whole program. That is your first test score. It's 50. So you're going to train three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, whichever one you want. You're going to have three sessions per week. On week one, you're going to take 30% of that max. So 30% of 50 is 15. Okay. So you're going to do 15 push-ups on the minute, every minute for 5 minutes. So what that means is the clock starts, you do 15 push-ups. If you do those in 20 seconds, you can rest for the rest of the 40 seconds. But on the top of the next minute, you have to do 15 push-ups again. You do that for 5 sets, resting when you're finished. And then immediately after concluding the 5th set, you do as many push-ups as you can possibly get in 1 minute. Okay? So it's a 6-minute workout. Then you would do the same thing for the sit-ups. So it'd be a 12-minute workout. That's on Monday. On Wednesday, you're going to do 30% again. So the exact same workout with the exact same numbers. 15 push-ups every minute on the minute for 5 minutes, followed by as many push-ups as you can possibly get in 1 minute. Okay? That's still based on your numbers. Then on Friday, you're going to increase your numbers to 35% of your first score. So now 35% of 50 is 17.5, so we'll just round up to 18. So you're going to do 18 push-ups every minute on the minute for 5 minutes, followed by a max set of 1 minute. So maybe you can get 50. Maybe you can get more. Maybe you can get 60. I don't know. Whatever it is, you get that maximum set. So now we rest through the weekend. You're in week two. Week two starts with 35%, which is your 18. You're going to do the same workout again. 18 push-ups on the minute, every minute for 5 minutes, followed by your max set at 1 minute. Then Wednesday, you're going to increase 5%. So on Wednesday, you move to 40%, which is now 20 push-ups. So every minute on the minute for 5 minutes, you do 20 push-ups followed by a max set, as many as you can get in a minute. You do the exact same thing on Friday at 40%. That's again, 20. So we've ramped it up just a little bit. Then on week three, you're going to retest. You're going to do another 2-minute test. And let's say, hopefully, you're not going to do 50 again. You're going to increase your numbers. You've been doing a lot of push-ups, a lot of sit-ups. Your number's going to go up. Then you follow the exact same program. On Monday, you go 30%. On Wednesday, another 30%. On Friday, you bump it up to 35%. Another week comes around. Monday is 35%. Wednesday is 40%. Friday is 40%. Then guess what? Time to retest. Your number's going to go up again. Maybe by 1, maybe by 10. Then you're going to do the exact same thing again for the next week. You're going to go in. You're going to look at your score. You're going to go 30%, 35%, 35%. And and you're just going to follow this program. You're going to continue to do this program. So every time, every 2 weeks, you're going to retest. You're going to take that. That's your new base number. And you're going to see that these numbers are going to start to increase. And by the end of 6 weeks, you're going to have increased your push-ups, hopefully to the standard and number that you need. But if you haven't, guess what you do? You start over again. The same thing. You test. You get your number. You start with 30% of that number. And then you go 30% again on Wednesday. And then you increase to 35%. The next week, it's 35%, 40%, 40%. Then it's time to retest. You get it? Okay, that is a tried and true method to improve your push-up numbers, improve your sit-up numbers. If you follow that program, you will improve. I cannot stress highly enough, though, that you understand the standard. That is so important, because if you get your numbers up really high and you show up at whatever event and you don't do one push-up to standard, your chest doesn't go deep enough, your arms don't bend to 90 degrees, whatever the standard is, you're getting no rep every single one. And all that work that you've done is for nothing, because you're going to fail the test. So the most important thing that you can do to begin is to understand what the standard is that you're trying to hit and train to that standard. Then you can use a simple program like this of just a little bit of progression. First week, a little bit of progression. The second week, retest, start over again. Retest, start over again. Your numbers will go up. They will go up. If you have any questions about this, if you don't quite understand, you can always text me. And that number, I got to look it up here because I sometimes forget, but that number is 305-930-7346. That's the text number. Text workout to that number, and I'll get back to you and I'll try to answer your question. I've done this program a number of times. It's been very effective for me. By no means is this the only way you can improve your push-ups. There's other programs out there. This is just the way that I've done it. I know it's worked for me. So if you're interested in it, give it a try. If you have questions, send me a text. All right, till next week, that's Physical Friday. See you.